Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. We're here to give you a quick look at the key stories students are exploring today on The Juice, the educational app.
Exactly. Our goal is to give you some starting points, really, for discussions at home or, you know, in the classroom.
We try to pull out the most important bits from what they're learning.
Yeah. And today we've picked out some really fascinating stories, global milestones, community action. It's quite a mix.
Gives you a good sense of the range of topics kids are digging into.
Definitely. Lots of potential for learning and reflection there.
Okay, so let's unpack this. First stop, Japan. An incredible story here about perseverance.
Oh, yeah, the Mount Fuji climb.
Right. Kokichi Akuzawa. He's 102 years old, and he climbed Mount Fuji, breaking his own world record.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
And he told the Associated Press, apparently, that he almost gave up multiple times.
Yeah, can you imagine? But he kept going.
And this is the key part, I think. He said it was his family, his daughter, who's 70 herself, and friends from his climbing club, they kept him going.
He really focused on that communal part, didn't he?
He did. He said intelligence didn't matter up there. We were all on equal footing and moved forward together. It's less about the individual, more about the group.
Yeah, that really stands out. It's a great reminder that big achievements often aren't solo acts.
Absolutely. They're tied to the people around us, the ones who support us.
So for you listening, maybe a point of discussion could be thinking about personal goals. What goals do your kids have? And like, who could help them? Who's their support team?
Yeah. Who are their climbing partners in life? Great question.
Okay. So from that individual sort of community supported effort, we pivot to something larger scale.
Right. Shifting continents now to South Asia.
Yeah.
Students were also looking at a really significant situation unfolding in Nepal.
Uh-huh. The prime minister resigning.
Exactly. KT Sharma Oli resigned after these, well, quite intense protests led by what's being called a Generation Z movement.
Wow. What triggered that? What were the main issues?
It seems the protesters, mostly young people, were really upset about government corruption, lack of jobs, and also a social media ban that had been put in place.
Okay, so serious grievances.
Very serious.
Yeah.
And tragically, things escalated. The parliament building was set on fire, and sadly, there were deaths and injuries reported.
That's awful. A terrible outcome.
Yes. The prime minister called for dialogue and blamed infiltration for the violence. But the protest leaders, they've now put forward a name for an interim leader.
It's a stark example, isn't it, of what can happen when young people feel their voices aren't being heard.
Definitely. And it raises questions, you know, about protest itself.
Yeah, like what options do young people have when they feel ignored? And what are the potential outcomes, the consequences of different approaches? That's something you could explore.
For sure. And it's not just about large-scale protests either. Young people are finding other ways to drive change.
Which brings us nicely to our next story, actually. This is closer to home, in a way, and really positive.
Yes, the time kid of the year.
It's Jasvi Manoj. She's 17. She created this website called Shield Seniors.
It's fantastic. It's all about educating older adults about cybercrime.
And the trigger for this was personal, right? Her own grandfather was targeted.
Yes, cybercriminals nearly scammed him out of $2,000. That spurred her into action.
It's a huge issue. The FBI figures are, well, they're pretty staggering. Nearly $5 billion lost by Americans over 60 to scams last year alone. A big jump.
A 32% increase, yeah. It's massive. And what's so impressive about Tejasvi is she taught herself AI and app development to build this platform.
Using AI to analyze messages, to flag scams.
Exactly, like a digital watchdog for seniors. She said it makes her feel happy knowing she can make a difference.
That's really inspiring. It shows how tech skills, even self-taught ones, can be used for social good.
Absolutely. And it connects back to that idea of seeing a problem and acting.
So another conversation starter for you. What problems have your kids noticed, maybe in their own community or even the family? And how could they potentially help solve them, maybe using technology responsibly?
It encourages that kind of proactive thinking.
Okay, now, we have to turn to some difficult news from Utah.
Yes, unfortunately. The fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. He founded Turning Point USA.
Right, and this happened at a public event.
Yeah, Utah Valley University. He was 31. Reports say he was actually fielding a question about gun violence during his group's American Comeback Tour. when he was shot.
That's awful. Did they catch the person responsible?
Police responded immediately. They detained someone initially, but that person was later cleared. The investigation is obviously ongoing.
I imagine the reaction was significant.
Huge. Reactions came from all across the political spectrum. President Trump, Senator Mark Kelly, many others. It's sadly another instance in this, you know, concerning pattern of political violence in the U.S.
It really is. A tough conversation, but maybe worth asking kids. How can communities support each other and come together after something frightening happens in a public place?
Yeah, focusing on community healing is important.
Okay, finally, let's talk about something that affects, well, pretty much everyone, housing.
Right. The U.S. housing market's total value has hit a new record, $55.1
trillion. $55.1
trillion,
that sounds enormous.
It is. It's gone up $20 trillion. That's a 57% increase in just 5 years.
Wow. So does that mean houses are just getting more expensive everywhere?
Well, nationally, yes, the value is up. But it's actually a bit of a mixed bag regionally. Some states like New Jersey, Illinois, Pennsylvania saw big jumps.
Okay.
But others, like California, Florida, and Texas, actually saw values decline. It seems rising costs for things like property insurance and real estate taxes, sometimes made worse by natural disaster risks, are cooling those markets down.
So it's not just about buying, it's about the ongoing costs too.
Exactly. And it feeds into the whole affordable housing crisis. Like in New York City, the average household Hannaday earns around $70,000 a year, but spends half of that on rent.
Half. That's way above the recommended 30%, right?
Way above.
Yeah.
It really highlights the struggle many people face. So maybe ask your kids, what would you want your future home or neighborhood to be like? What things are really important to you and why?
That's a good way to connect it to their own future. You know, looking at all these stories, endurance, politics, tech, tragedy, economics, it really covers a lot of ground.
It really does. Students are engaging with some complex stuff every day. Hopefully these quick summaries and questions give you some good starting points for conversation.
Absolutely. We hope this deep dive helps you connect with the important topics students are exploring daily in The Juice. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.